Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind.
青春不是年华，而是心境。青春是生命的源泉，在不息的涌流。来聆听生活的箴言，走进双语美文的世界。来 talk。
You said you needed space. But I know that that's not true. And I know you know it too.
请欣赏第一篇美文，品味现在。Checked away in our subconsciousness is a enacted version. We see ourselves on a long trip that spans the continent. We are traveling by train out the windows. We check in the passing sights of cars on nearby highways, of children racing at Carson.Of kindergarten on a desert hillside, of smoke pouring from a pine plant. 在我们的潜意识之中，掩藏着一派田园诗般的风景。我们仿佛处在一次横跨大陆的迢迢旅途之中。我们乘着火车，领略着窗外流动的景色。附近公路上驰骋的汽车，十字路口处挥手的孩童，远处山坡上吃草的牛群，不断从电厂排放出的烟雾，成片成片的玉米和小麦，平原。
But appear most in our mindsIs the final destination, or a certain day at a certain hour. We will pull into the station. Bands will be the playing and flag waving. Once we get there, so many wonderful dreams will come true and the piece of our life will fit together like a complete jigsaw puzzle.
可是我们心中想的最多的却是最后的目的地。在某一天的某一时刻，我们的火车将会到站，迎接我们的将是演奏的乐队和飘舞的旗帜。一旦到了那儿，多少美妙的梦将成为现实，我们的生活也将变得完整，好像一副拼好了的拼图。
Thought that last time was the last time. It seems like it never ends. We're caught in a past life. What a sad sight. I say we're better off.
When we reach the station, that will be it. We quit. When I am eating, when I borrow 914 fail, when I put the last candle through college.When I have pen of the mortgage, when I get a promotion, when I reach the age of retirement, I shall love happily every after. 当我们到站后，一切就好了。我们呼喊着，当我到18岁的时候。当我有了一辆崭新的轿车的时候，当我供最小的孩子念完大学的时候，当我还清抵押贷款的时候，当我关禁止的时候，当我到了退休的时候，从此就可以过上幸福的生活了。
Keep trying this, expecting to pull through.
Sooner or later, we must realize that there is no station, no one place to arrive at once and for all. The true joy of life is the trip. The station is only a dream. It can certainly outdistance us. 可是我们会迟早认识到，人生之旅并没有什么车站，也没有什么能够一到就可永逸的地方。人生的真正乐趣在于旅行的过程，而车站仅仅是个梦，它总是遥遥领先于我们。
Relaxing the moment is a good mood, especially when compared with Prime 119-25. This is the night which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It isn't the burdens of today that driven men met. It is the regret over yesterday and the fear of tomorrow. Regret and fear are twin sisters who rob us of today.
Guess the last time wasn't the last time after all.
品味现在是一句很好的谏言，尤其是把它与圣经诗篇中的第118篇第24段的话相结合的时候更是如此。今日乃主所创造，生活在今日，我们将心欢高兴。让人发疯的不是今天的负担，而是对于昨天的悔恨及对于明天的恐惧。悔恨和恐惧是一对孪生窃贼，将今天从我们身边偷走。
So stop pacing the aisles and counting the miles. Instead, climb more the mountains, eat more ice cream, go barefoot more often, swim more rivers, watch more sunset, love more and cry less. Life must be lived as we go along. Then the station will come soon enough.那么就停止在车厢过道里徘徊吧，别总惦记着你距离车站还有多远，何不换种活法，去攀爬更多的高山，多吃点冰淇淋解解馋，经常光着脚闲游漫步，在更多的河流里畅游，多多欣赏夕阳西下，多点欢笑，少些泪花，生活要过在当下，车站会很快到达。
If you really want it, I can let you inside. It's been so long.
接下来是第二篇美文，十月的日出。 I was up the next morning before the October sunrise, and away saw the weather and the wetland. The reason
of the sun was never in the card, and worthy of it parting down the spider of light. He reset his cedar heavily over the edge of garment, and worthy lace of upland. 第二天凌晨，在十月的太阳升起之前，我已经起身并穿过了旷野和丛林。十月的清晨乍寒缓暖，日出的景象非常壮观。透过一片晨曦，朝日从朦胧的山岗和连绵起伏的高低顾及，沉重地抬起肩头。现在已经是北京时间9:55了。Our program is over now. We will see you next third Thursday. 我是长乐 ，Era。
我是 Sakura， 我们下期再见。